The landlord in the 1810s was Samuel Chapman, and when he died, his wife Mary took over the inn. A key date for cricket fans is 5th of December 1837, when William Clark married Mary and took over the inn. Clark had been at the Bell Inn in Nottingham, but his wife had died that September, and what attracted him to West Bridford was the land behind the inn. Clark was a great spin bowler, bowling underarm in the old style. He was also an astute tactician and made a good team captain. But what he should be best remembered for today is that he was the first person to find a way of making money out of cricket. He fenced off the land and charged people to watch cricket. County matches started to be played there, which had previously been played on the Forest, where people were able to watch for free. Like almost all of West Bridford, the land was owned by John Chaworth Musters. And when Musters started to sell off his estate in the 1880s, Clark bought the land for the cricket ground and for the inn on a 99-year lease, and that was in 1884. Ownership of the land gave him the confidence to invest in a new inn, which opened in 1885. And the photograph shows the old inn in front of the new Trent Bridge Inn. And this isn't going to be our last encounter with the cricket grounds. Four of them will be getting a mention during our walk. And as we walk along the road, the impact of Musters' decision to sell off his estate will unfold as the open fields were transformed into the urban landscape we find today. We're going to cross the road now to start our walk. But as you do so, note the Wickedham ball design of the railings beside the cricket ground.